This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you can find them at your pharmacy, coming up this week and next week and the week after that. And how about this? The FDA says, with two monoclonal antibodies, they're not effective against the Omicron variant. So they say it doesn't work because some people have gotten it once, then twice, even three times. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. That's what's spinning around our world. Thanks for joining us. Let's start first with the FDA saying it's not working because they've done this data, and that's what the research is showing. These therapies by Regeneron and Eli Lilly are not working against the Omicron because people would race to go and get those antibody therapies, but they're taking them off the list of treatments for now because they're saying the medication shouldn't be used anywhere in the United States. They're not effective. They don't work. Nada. Don't get them. Don't go and try to find them anywhere. It's interesting because I had a friend who did exactly that, so it wouldn't work. The Department of Health and Human Services, of course, they're the ones who distribute the COVID treatments to the states. They notified all the state health officials that we're stopping the distribution of these antibody medications, again, made by Regeneron Pharmaceuticals and Eli Lilly. That's big, because a lot of people talk about those treatments and that's what they're going to do. We're going to go get the transfusion. I had at least five people I know say that's what they were doing when they got COVID-19. In fact, had done that, but they're saying it's highly unlikely to be active against Omicron, and it's circulating at such a very high frequency through the United States. It's responsible for more than 99% of cases, in fact, here in our country. So this is one avenue not to take, and you won't be able to take anyway because they are completely pulling it, saying it just is not working. It's interesting because you have doctors and hospitals that have complained that some of the COVID treatments, including the Pfizer pill, are in very short supply. And these antibodies are manufactured proteins that can enhance or mimic the immune system's ability to fight viruses and other pathogens. So this highly mutated Omicron variant, this latest SOB that we're fighting, has thwarted the ability of what I just mentioned, those therapies, to work against the virus. It's interesting because the action on the antibodies followed a move by Florida's governor, Ron DeSantis, to set up new sites in his states to do exactly that, to administer those treatments. He's saying he's not convinced the therapies are ineffective against Omicron and said they work on cases caused by Delta, which, of course, that was the variant that previously was dominant. But if you're saying 99%, these are numbers from the CDC, Johns Hopkins, if 99% of the cases are Omicron, then it's not Delta you're mostly dealing with. That's not what you're dealing with. DeSantis' spokesperson said a small percentage of cases in Florida are still caused by Delta. And how about that? So at this stage, they're saying it's dangerous. This is what the Biden administration is saying, that it's dangerous. It's beyond irresponsible to use the products that aren't without their own risks because they offer basically zero, let me say that again, zero benefits. And I think this is a very, very big story because I personally know lots of people that went to go and get those antibodies. Someone I know that tested positive twice, which, by the way, she had been fully vaccinated and boosted and got COVID two different times. The first time Delta, the second time they believe Omicron was what had happened to her. So look out if you feel like you need to go and get those treatments, because people talk a lot about the transfusions, and if it's not effective, then why bother? If flat out they're saying it's not effective, don't bother doing it. I mean, if it's not blocking it, it's not working. All right, if you are a masker, and maybe if you're not, but you want to go and get them and stick them in the drawer just in case you change your mind, or somebody in your house is, want to take advantage of these free N95 masks. I think there's crazy ripoff artists out there selling people ridiculous masks that don't work and are not N95, but they're posers, and they make it seem like they are. So people order them, think they're getting them, and when they do, they're nothing of the sort. So N95 masks are at U.S. pharmacies. Some of them, it's just starting to trickle in. Masks are set up for distribution in a couple of major stores, like Hy-Vee, for example. That's a store many of you in the Midwest listening to me would be familiar with, or some of the southeastern grocer stores later this week, too. And probably by the beginning of next week, maybe by the end, CVS will get a ton of those masks. And CVS seems to be almost on every corner. So this may be the place to stop in and grab up a couple of those. Everybody gets three of them if you go in. And remember, I've said this many times in the last couple of weeks, this is from the Strategic National Stockpile. And the fact that it's getting distributed and you just pick them up for free and avoid all the other nonsense in between, just go there and do it, right? Just go and pick them up, period. All you have to do is walk in and then you get the mask. That's it. It's that easy. They've got flyers up all over the place that are showing people where they're showing up. It's again, very, very, very easy if you are masking, because there's still many people that aren't. Some of the first masks in the Midwest, like Hy-Vee that I mentioned, those grocery stores, Iowa, Illinois, Minnesota, Missouri, Kansas, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Nebraska, you all can go to those places. Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Kentucky, Wisconsin, you know, same thing. So your Winn-Dixie types, they'll get them in the stores probably by Friday. So for those, again, that do, this is a good thing. And like I said, even if you don't, you might want to have them handy around for some other reason, right? And this is the largest deployment, this rollout of free masks, largest yet at this point. Smart. Why are they sitting in a warehouse somewhere? They might as well be used, right? Because one of the things that was recommended is it's well-fitting, and it has extra layers of cloth. And so there you go, right? And is it better to have some kind of mask than no mask? The CDC is saying, yeah, if you have a cloth mask versus the N95, at least you have something. And we live in that world of push-pull, because there are plenty of people who don't mask, but I see lots and lots of people wearing masks, just like if they run into a grocery store. And it depends on where you live, right? Depends on where you live as to whether or not that's happening more often than not. And we do know. I mean, listen, Omicron is a shredder. It is changing events. I've said this the other day. Lots of things are just being rearranged. Hey, coming up, numbers take a tumble on the market. They tank, but then they turned around. What happened?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today. Spotify's Rumble, check the polls, and oh, Joe, say it ain't so on a hot mic. So what's that all about? First, let's turn to stocks rock, and what I mean by that is, wow, the Dow took a massive tumble. This is why people who do day trading and people who constantly look at, like, their 401k or whatever it is that they've invested in the market have to be careful not to freak out, because when they see enormous crevices where things crater and it's like a roller coaster, it was a wild day on the street. You know, look, a dramatic sell-off. So U.S. stocks opened completely in the red, because there was worry about this hiking the interest rates that keeps floating around with the Federal Reserve and the tensions in the Ukraine and all of that. And inflation, though, especially, is what's driving negative news. So the market was on track for its worst day since October of 2020. The Dow went down 1,000 points. And here is why. It is really like being at a craps table, because the second you go to get another drink is when things turn around. So minutes to go in the trading session, all the major indexes reversed course and turned green. So they went from red almost all day long to green. The Dow finished 0.3% or 99 points higher. There was one good indicator. The S&P 500, which of course is the broadest member of U.S. equities market, of that market, ended up 0.3% too. And so there was this big swing, a crazy wild mix of things. And, you know, stocks that were feared worse in the final hour of trading is usually a bad sign for the next day. So that can be tough to open the market again. And it looked like this is going to be nasty. Coming up later this week, you've got earnings
reports from some big tech companies like Microsoft, Intel, for example, throw Apple into that mix and a bunch of others. And so that could be a wild day depending on what those earnings show, because it's about, this is the game. It's about what the expectations are, then what happens. Then you mix in whatever the insane news that could be negative is happening during the day. And if the feds can conclude that inflation has run too hot at the end of 2021, they crank up the rates more or sooner, look for a wild swing once again. And why do you care? And why does it matter? Because you may work for a company where you have that little bitty 401k and it's keeping you in the game, so to speak, meaning that when you retire, even with what could be taken out or what happens, it could make the difference between, you know, who knows, $20,000 or $30,000, even a small one. And plenty of companies, especially old, I'm going to call them old school companies, have that in the mix. And I know there's people listening to us that absolutely have 401ks, whatever the basket of stocks was that you choose every year. Usually that's how it goes. That's kind of what you're watching. And if you're playing around with retiring or you need to take money out or whatever it is, all of that matters. It's all about the timing, the timing, the timing. All right. Spotify, what is going on with Spotify and Joe Rogan? Spotify is saying that, you know, they're not saying anything about Joe Rogan. Of course, that's where Joe Rogan lives for over $100 million. He got that huge contract a couple of years ago. It's, remember the man who sings, "Oh man, take a look at yourself." I'm a terrible singer. That's Neil Young. So Neil Young wants his music off Spotify because he says Joe Rogan is a vaccine misinformer and he wants to pull his tunes. He says, "I don't give a bleep." He wants them off. He wants nothing to do with Spotify. So in an open letter to his manager, co-chairman, and also the chief operating officer of Warner Brothers Records, he demanded that the classic collection of songs be completely pulled due to what he says is misinformation, and really called out the very popular podcast host Joe Rogan. He said, this is the quote, "I'm doing this because Spotify is spreading fake information about vaccines, potentially causing death to those who believe the disinformation being spread by them. Please act on this today and keep me informed." Off, off, off. And of course, Spotify hasn't responded to any of that. And if you don't know Rogan, he hosts the Joe Rogan Experience. I used to think he was hilarious on a show I watched called News Radio. He's a very funny comedian. He tested positive for COVID-19 in September, and his take is the mass vaccines for large events like comedy shows. He's downplaying that mostly, and his podcast is wildly popular. I mean, why did they pay in 2020 $100 million for Joe Rogan because of the popularity, the amount of people that that listen to him? So we'll see what Spotify does. It does make it interesting listening when you listen to what Rogan has to say, and then you listen back to what Neil Young is saying. And of course, his music is popular because he has some of the old classics, you know, that's for sure. All right, then we go to the polls. So the polls have nothing to do with stocks rocking or Spotify's rumble. It's a different kind of rumble. This is a Harvard poll. Trump holds the runway in 2024, a lead over his closest Republican rival, and I know you know who that is, right? DeSantis, because DeSantis, the governor of Florida, really wants to be the Republican nominee for president. But this latest poll shows 57% support for the former president. 57 is high. A 45-point lead, you ready for this, on the Florida governor. He was a distant second at 12%. 12%. This is Harvard Caps Harris poll. So, in a hypothetical, this is how they do it, in a hypothetical 8 Republican field, Trump is in a strong position even before he makes his post-2022 midterm intentions official, because he hasn't. I mean, there's the hints and people calling for that, but it's not official. So when you look at that, isn't that interesting? Trump would be 57% in this. Again, I'll say it. DeSantis, 12%. And check this out. Right on DeSantis's heels, I bet hardly anyone is thinking this, former VP Mike Pence, 11%. In a poll, without Trump, in the event he decides not to run, DeSantis was the leader, 30%. Pence, 24%. Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, 14%, right? Wow. Then there was the hypothetical Democrat 2024 presidential primary. It was much closer. Biden, 32%. Harris, 14%. Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, her name is coming up, tied at 11%, right? And this is this political studies. This is the Center for American Political Studies at Harvard U and the Harris poll. And they surveyed more than 1,800 registered voters. And, I mean, a poll is a poll is a poll. But I think there's something to that, especially on the Republican side, for sure. So it'd be interesting to read the tea leaves as to what the DeSantis people are thinking if they got wind of that, which I'm sure they did because they look at all the polls. All right, what is going on with Joe Biden? Joe Biden was answering reporters' questions the other day, and he had a hot, he didn't. Don't they know when they have a mic on? Please take the mic off. Take it away from your body, etc. So the hot mic caught Biden calling a Fox News reporter a son of a beep. You know what it is, right? And the reporter says that Biden did call to apologize. You know who the reporter was? Fox White House correspondent Peter Doocy. He asked Biden, would you take a question on inflation? Do you think inflation is a political liability in the midterms? And Biden, deadpan, said it's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a... So, anyway, Doocy did say on Fox late Monday evening that Biden called his phone shortly after their exchange to apologize. Within about an hour of what happened, he called the cell phone and said, it's nothing personal, pal. There's nothing personal, pal. He cleared the air, and I appreciated it. We had a nice call. That's what Doocy said. He said, hey, we had a nice call. He cleared the air, and that was it. And Doocy said he asked Biden about inflation because the president, when asked about Russia and the Ukraine, said he wouldn't take any questions that were off topic. Watch the hot mics, people. Your thoughts coming up on the flip side as we head to the mailbag.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is working with his administration to lower prices for American families. He opened a cabinet meeting Monday by saying, without proof that a lack of competition in the market costs the average family about $5,000 a year. Biden once again saying capitalism without competition is not capitalism. The Pentagon is instituting a state of heightened military readiness because of the growing threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine,
which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF or if other situations develop.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for a briefing for members as tensions continue to escalate between Russia and Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News. The White House is attacking the anti-vaccination movement along with free speech.
We are well aware that there is a loud and vocal minority empowered through social media and media platforms that proliferate disinformation.
Speaking to reporters, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki calling the message of the anti-vaccination movement wrong and dangerous. Psaki noting more than 210 million Americans are fully vaccinated against COVID. New York City is spending more to run its mass transit system than just about any city in the world. That's according to the Metro Transportation Authority's own report, which was mandated by state lawmakers in 2019. It compared New York with other major international cities like Paris, London, and Taiwan. It found that in some cases, the MTA's cost to operate trains and buses were twice as high. More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Stick in the mail, man.
Stick in the mail,
man. Yeah.
Well, once again, no surprise. We didn't have to dig very far for all of your thoughts. So let's dive right into it. This one is from Brucey, who says, Kate Delaney, I know you were watching those games over the weekend. Tell me they weren't the best playoff games that you have seen in a very long time in the National Football League. Well, Bruce, I'm going to tell you, I was watching all of those games. In fact, I've been on back-to-back weeks on a big station in Cincinnati, WLW. My pal Gary Jeff Walker does a show there, and we've been having a great time talking about the games and breaking it all down. And, of course, I do that in the man cave as well, and it blew my mind. It did. I mean, do I know these things can happen? I say it all the time. This is what I'm always hoping for, edge-of-your-seat drama. Now, if you're a fan of the team that lost, you don't like that edge-of-the-seat drama. I love this young kicker, McPherson, the field goal he made, the rookie, ice in the guy's veins, as they say, the Bengals beating the Titans 19-16. What? How about the 49ers? Jimmy, I don't throw any touchdowns, Garoppolo beating the Packers and Aaron Rodgers in their own house while it was snowing. How does that happen? Robbie Gould, a field goal. It's huge, that setup. 13-10. So stick with me on this foot thing. And then the Rams booting one as well off the foot of Mr. Gay. 30-27, beating Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, which, by the way, the Buccaneers had to come back. They were in a serious hole, 27-3, as they were deeper into the second half of the game. So vintage Tom, I can drive you back, Brady, but it wasn't enough. And so they lost that one, 30-27. And really, the cherry on the top of all of it, to me, this was like the best game, and I knew it. I just knew it in my bones. I know I said it on these airwaves. I said it in Cincinnati, and some other people had me on some other shows that I truly felt in looking at the changing of the guard in the AFC that we were going to see something special in that Bills-Chief matchup. And, oh, my gosh, did we ever see that? Did you ever expect to see what you saw in that game in overtime? Just, again, blew me away with the way it finished, with the fact that, first of all, you know, it got to overtime when it was looking like Josh Allen and the Bills had beaten the Chiefs. And previously, it was going back and forth so much. I mean, it was just that kind of night, a remarkable victory. I mean, just remarkable. Never say die. You know, Josh Allen's decision on the overtime coin toss, the only mistake. Because that's what happened on the coin toss. It was the Chiefs. The Chiefs went down the field. They scored the touchdown. And then that was it. And, of course, the Bills didn't get a chance to answer back in overtime. I mean, when you're talking about lead changes three times in the final 2 minutes of regulation and 25 points scored over that stretch of time, that is insanity. And then Harrison Butker, who missed a field goal, an extra point, drilling a 49-yarder with time expiring to force the extra session. And when the Chiefs won the coin toss, that was it. Mahomes took care of the rest. And just an incredible performance by both of these quarterbacks. And it is definitely the show coming up in the AFC. There's no question about it. It was sad that this is ridiculous to say, but it was sad almost that somebody had to lose that game. Yeah. All right, so thanks for that one. Absolutely. It was an excellent weekend. All right, we move to the great distraction. We move to Fred. Hey, Kate Delaney, I've emailed you in the past, and I found you again. I made a couple of moves in the middle of this crazy pandemic, and I went to where my son's family is, so I'm living in New Orleans, and lo and behold, I caught you on the Big Easy in 990 AM. I was so excited to find you there, and, you know, I'm just wondering, when you look at what's ahead and when you see what's going on with these variants, do you see any way that we're going to kick this thing to the curb by the end of the spring? Well, let me put on my scientist hat and dig through the information I have. No, in all seriousness, of course, that's what we all want to know, right? When does this all end? And I honestly think that we're living with COVID. And we're going to get into an endemic, and that's what it is. You're living with it. And I think there could be other variants. They're already talking about another one that's not as much of a spreader as Omicron, another version of that that's popping up. So, but as far as gatherings and all of that, I do believe, or at least I got my fingers crossed and everything else, that the worst of the worst may be behind us. The pandemic isn't over, right? Maybe as we're passing through with Omicron with these insane numbers, maybe we'll feel like that reprieve again, and maybe, you know, the restrictions that get eased again makes us feel like we're in a normal sense. But then what is there to believe? And I know why you're asking me that, Fred, because you want to feel like I want to feel that we are done with this nonsense. Is there any reason to believe that, right? And I go to the idea of another variant. I mean, the bottom line is Omicron, once that
surge subsides, now this is, again, this period of uncertainty, low levels of infections, but hard to predict if we're going to have surges again from current variants or future variants. So we have to kind of use the months to prepare, right? That's it. That's what I think. And I will say this. So making plans, just kind of looking at your calendar, I mean, it's almost like, okay, we've let them out. You open up the gates. And I try to do that. I did good with it, where I planned out where I was taking trips, where I knew, okay, I'm not fearful that no restaurants are going to be open. Things are going to be really closed, in trying to look at where I thought the surge was coming based on the information, and where I thought it would subside. Because I think this is for sure, at least in the near future, what we are dealing with. Yeah. All right. Let's go to this one. This is an interesting one. This one is from Sam. And Sam says, hi, Kate. I'm going to throw in something completely different. People do some heinous things. We know that. And then there's some wonderful people. And for some reason, I don't know if I was watching Fox or CNN, because I watch it all. I'm a news junkie. You know that. I was looking at this story about a guy in Ireland who apparently was taken to the post office to collect a pension, and he was dead. Did you hear that story? It reminded me of that movie. You know what movie I'm talking about? Oh, what is that movie? The Dead Man movie. Gosh, I can't think of it. It's going to bug me. I know what you're talking about now. That's an old movie. I saw that somewhere where I was living. They had a premiere. Yes. So they dragged him into a post office, and he was like in his 60s, I think, and they dragged him into a post office, and with these two younger guys. And they were starting to get questioned by the staff there, and then they ran. They left him behind, and he was dead. And what they were trying to do, and this was in Ireland, they were trying to fake that he was, it was called Weekend at Bernie's. Oh, I knew I'd think of it. Weekend at Bernie's. So they were trying to pretend he was alive, and they're trying to figure out the cause of his death. But one of the younger guys that brought him in was asking about someone's pension, and was told that the recipient had to be present. So with the help of his friend, he returned with the dead man's body, thinking they could fake them out that he was alive. That is just mind-boggling. It is like that movie, Weekend at Bernie's. Well, we'll just prop him up, put some sunglasses on him, you know, put a little makeup on his face, make sure that he doesn't look like a corpse, and we'll take him in and see if they'll give the pension up to us. I mean, how are you thinking that's working? Right? You can't be thinking that's working. There's just no way. But apparently they did. So I'm glad you brought that up. But that was an insane story. And yes, I did. We were probably reading the same thing, whatever it was, but I happened to catch that too. So yeah, absolutely. And then I got this one last one here, and this is from Helen, who says, Kate, I'm so sick of freezing temperatures. Like so many people in the East Coast, I'm thinking I need to go and live in Florida somewhere, or someplace where I know at least I'm going to have a much milder winter season. I don't want to be a snow bird. I'm not quite at that age, but you really want to escape when you get the kind of weather that we're getting, when you get the snow and then it gets colder and colder and then it goes away and then there's freeze alerts and you're turning on every bloody faucet everywhere you can imagine, and then you get the ice. Miami seems to be the place to go. Maybe I need to do a little welcome to Miami deal and figure out if I can live there because the temperatures are so much milder. Oh, yeah, but then you got to deal with that horrific traffic. Oh, Miami is the worst. Sorry for everyone I know that lives in Miami. It's the worst. If you like traffic, that is the place to be. I think I'd put up with the freeze. So if it's a low of 27 degrees or so, you just got to ride it out. That's my advice to you. Ride it out. The spring is coming up right behind it. Still a couple months away. All right, send me your thoughts 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have I waited for this man cave? Are you kidding me? What we saw over the weekend in the NFL. There's other sports going on, but this was the greatest stuff. I'm telling you, I am a football fan. I think when I was a kid, because I was crazy about my grandfather, and he watched all sports, especially he watched golf and he watched pro football. It got me interested in the game initially as a very, very young girl. And so I've always had a fascination with football. And then, of course, half of my career, most of my career, including now, I've covered the NFL. But regardless of that, if you never covered it, who cares? This was good stuff. I mean, there is just no doubt about it. You look at Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs and their stunning overtime win over Buffalo. I mean, look, KC has talent. They have depth. They have destiny on their side. I mean, let's see. This is their third Super Bowl in a row. Will they win this? First, you got to get by this weekend, and I'll talk about that. But I do want to step back into the NFL playoffs for a second. In that epic Chiefs-Bills game, and it, my friends, was epic. It was epic. Seriously, I think I started to lose my voice because I was so excited about what I was watching. And I've
said this during the mailbag, but you had a lead change three times, changed hands three times in the final 2 minutes, 25 points scored. And then you look at Mahomes. He finished with 378 yards passing, three touchdowns, including a 64-yard bomb to Tyreek Hill during that thrilling final minutes of regulation, and then the clutch throw to Travis Kelce that sent the player streaming off the bench, and then they win the whole thing. And it's just, oh my gosh, just crazy, crazy, crazy. And for Josh Allen, he's amazing. 329 yards passing, the Bills quarterback, and gosh, Gabriel Davis with eight catches for 201 yards. The Bills lost their ninth straight road playoff game. Wow. Very, very tough. And I think if they had won the coin toss, who knows, they might have won the game, because I do think they would have scored. They would have had to score a touchdown. But I'll tell you what, it was definitely a game for all time, definitely. And because of that, one of the things that's now come up, and it's not surprising, is when the Chiefs lost the AFC Championship game to the Patriots, Tom Brady reached out with words of encouragement to Pat Mahomes. He knows how Josh Allen feels because he didn't get the ball in overtime. Now there's conversations that this is baloney, and the next rule change that needs to happen is when somebody scores a touchdown in overtime, then you should get the ball back and also have that one shot instead of ending it right there. Remember, it used to be that you could score a field goal and it could end there. So it had to be incredibly disheartening for Allen, but also thrilling for the Chiefs. And there's no doubt you can't take it away from the Chiefs. They're incredible. They deserve to be there. But I think that's one of the rule changes or one of the conversations that will absolutely happen when you've got those meetings, NFL meetings, and they come up with the rules committees. One of the things that will come up, I believe, is that it's happened a few times in those thrillers. But congratulations to the Chiefs, because they were part of something special. Congratulations also to the 49ers, somehow beating the Packers. Remarkable that in their divisional game they were able to do that, which sets up the Rams and the 49ers. But you had snow everywhere. You had Robbie Gould making a 45-yard field goal as time expired, and the top seed is knocked off. And it could be the end of Aaron Rodgers' football career, or at least his tenure in Green Bay. Who knows? That's another off-season question. But for the 49ers, this is big. And so the San Francisco win, coupled with the Bengals' 19-16 win over the Titans earlier in the day, marked the first time both number one seeds lost in the divisional round in the same season since 2010. 2010, man, that's amazing history. Rodgers doesn't want to speculate about his future. I think the fans were incredibly sad that that happened. He didn't have a great game, but they were in it. But unfortunately, there was enough time for them, for the 49ers, to do what they had to do. And there were some screw-ups in this that made a big difference. I mean, Green Bay had 10 men on the field instead of 11 when Robbie Gould made his winning kick. Would it have made a difference? Could they have blocked it? I mean, possibly, yeah. The coach of the 49ers, Kyle Shanahan, said, "We thought we had an opportunity to win the game, and we really thought our special teams had an advantage in the game." And special teams, really, that was the name of the game, the special teams. So the 49ers now, again, take on the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC Championship game. And that is going to be interesting, because you look at the Rams beat the Buccaneers 30-27, and it was just a great game for the most part for Matt Stafford. I mean, he really got the proverbial monkey off his back. He did, because he looked like he was hypnotic on the sideline watching Tom Brady be Tom Brady and lead another huge comeback. But 42 seconds was enough time for the quarterback to pull off a Brady kind of finish that sent the Rams to the NFC Championship game for the second time in four seasons with that 30-27 win over the Tampa Bay
Buccaneers. He said he knew it wasn't going to be easy, and it certainly wasn't going to be easy. I'm sure he's trying to process the whole thing. He threw for 366 yards, a couple of touchdowns without an interception. And Matt Gay's 30-yard field goal with time expiring made the difference because they had just enough time to get him in that position. And so there you go. I mean, Stafford was picked up in an off-season trade that sent Jared Goff to Detroit, and he has been pretty amazing to watch this entire season, even when he has a bad game. And he was on fire in the first half of that game. In fact, they had a 27-3 lead, all the way into the second half of the game. Another quick side note, who knows what happens with Tom Brady, because there's hints about maybe he retires. Tom Brady got his first unsportsmanlike conduct call. The referee, Sean Hookley, said he got in my face in an aggressive manner and he used abusive language. That's what he told reporters afterward. And as for the hit, we didn't think it rose to the level of roughing the passer because he was hit. So, and his lower lip was a little bit bloody because of that. So that wasn't called, and it infuriated Brady. And the Bengals and the Titans, Joe Burrow, oh my gosh, this kid quarterback. He was sacked 9 times, and they still find a way to beat the Titans in a low-scoring game. The key was rookie Evan McPherson kicks a 52-yard field goal right through the uprights with time expiring, lifting the fourth seed past the second seed on Saturday to end the NFL's longest active road skid. Huge. This McPherson, 8-for-8 in the playoffs. And they're going to the AFC Championship game, the Bengals, for the first time in 33 years. 33 years. Really? Amazing. How many times can I say that? Yeah, I can't emphasize it enough. I hope in these championship games, which will be Sunday, 3 o'clock Eastern kick, Bengals and the Chiefs, and then 6:30 on Fox Eastern, 49ers and the Rams. I hope that they are equally as good, those games. Kansas City is favored by 7 points. But the Bengals earlier in the season, not a playoff game, beat the Chiefs narrowly. Once again, a kick makes the difference. But a big win for them during the season. Can they pull it off against a team like the Chiefs in this playoff game? 49ers and the Rams. The Rams are favored by 3.5. I really think both of these games could be very, very tight. The crowd is going to get their money's worth at Arrowhead in Kansas City, Missouri, and SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. That's the Man Cave and this first hour of the show. Thanks to Nate the Great for his incredible work on the technicals always for this show. And to all of you for listening to this part of the show. Make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.